This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Coke Zero in my hand here says I'm a dreamer today. So,
wow.
I'll be a dreamer, okay? I'm just going to dream a little bit here, all right? And
wow.
I'm going to dream for a day when we have a president and a senator from North Dakota that think better of us as Americans, as North Dakotans, and listen to good old-fashioned, salt-of-the-earth, common-sense folks who say, you know what? How in the world do you do a deal with people who don't value human life and then expect they would honor a piece of paper? I'm talking about this Iran deal. Like, you sit down and negotiate a deal, and then, you know, these are people who say death to America, death to Israel. And then you expect, given how they operate, they're going to honor what's written on an agreement?
Well, that's what happened when I was a planner. Did I say that out loud?
Who are we kidding? For crying out loud. And where I'm most disappointed in Senator Heitkamp, who, by the way, late in the program yesterday did announce, or it was actually during the program that we did mention it here on the program moments after it happened, that she would not be a candidate for governor. Big surprise there, right?
Doesn't mean we won't have a Governor Heitkamp, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, but, you know, basically, with Senator Heitkamp just saying she's not going to run, what the governor's race in North Dakota has become is an effort to talk somebody into running on the Democratic side, knowing full well they have very little chance of becoming governor. Let's just be honest, okay? She was their big hope. Okay, she says no, so now they got to talk somebody else. I mean, the newspaper articles today are filled with people saying, "No, not me. No, I can't. Oh, yeah, great job. I'm staying here. No." So what's left. On the Republican side, on the other hand, you know, you're hearing new names every day of people that are considering it. So that's a good thing. The two big ones remain. You know what Wayne Stengem said all along, you'd think about it. Drew Wrigley has said, despite even the announcement last week of a challenging personal situation, that he remains actively considering this. Although, I guess, reading between the lines, maybe a bit on pause right now as they deal with the public side of that, which is probably appropriate, but a candidate. You've got Tom Campbell yesterday. I see Rob Port picked this up, saying in a blog last night that Tom Campbell's a candidate. It wasn't a surprise to me. Governor Dalrymple mentioned him as a possible candidate back on whenever he, 24th, whenever he announced he wouldn't run. And who else? There's other names out there. So I guess Kelly Schmidt has announced her name. Now, I don't think Kelly Schmidt has any chance of being governor of North Dakota, but she's, yeah, if I were her as a statewide elected leader, state treasurer, you put your name in there, that's good.
Why not?
More names, the better, right? Just get those names in there and send, you know, Tom Campbell might say, okay, I've won a Senate seat twice from Northeast North Dakota. What Tom brings is business acumen, right? I mean, I think in the piece that Rob had up, called him a serial entrepreneur, but he's you know, a farmer originally and expanded into other businesses and now has the political experience as well, so. Anyway, very interesting. I'm much more interested on who you would like to see in that sweepstakes. But I back to being a dreamer. I'm going to dream for a utopia here on having someone at the helm that has some common sense to say, if you say death to America, I can't sit across the table from you and actually trust what you put on a piece of paper. Ever. And I am so disappointed in Heidi Heitkamp as senator. I really am. They didn't need her vote. She claims to really, you know, want to serve North Dakotans and be all about North Dakota and make a difference for North Dakota in the United States Senate, which is why she's staying there, which is great. But why wouldn't you listen to North Dakotans? I mean, her press release announcing her support, you know, she in the second line is talking about Iran, United Kingdom, France, Germany, China, and Russia. I don't care about any of them. I don't care about any of them. She says in here, I've spoken with all of the top diplomats of the countries that negotiated the deal with Iran. Again, United Kingdom, France, Germany, China, Russia. Their view is unanimous. How about our view? Do North Dakotans get a say in this? How many of them did you talk to? She says, during my discussions with experts and top officials, I asked hard questions and got answers about how the United States and our allies will verify that Iran will not have access to weapons-grade nuclear material, how we will enforce this deal, and how quickly we will be able to identify if Iran cheats. Oh, that's so naive. It really is. And then she goes on to issue statements of support for the Iran nuclear deal. One from Ken Conrad. Hello, a Democratic senator. A lobbyist now. So his bread's buttered. Byron Dorgan. Hello. Same thing. A lobbyist. A former Democratic senator. So he makes his money now. Elliot Glasheim. God bless Elliot Glasheim. But Elliot Glasheim has foreign policy experience you could put on the end of a pin. Hal Gershman, smart businessman, nice guy, I dare say a friend of mine, Happy Harry's Bottle Shops, and a loyal check-writing supporter for Senator Heitkamp and others. He's going to say whatever she wants him to say about whenever she needs some support. Then we go on to quote the chief of Mossad, Israel's foreign intelligence agency, former chief. And we're really pulling it out. I don't know. Here's a question I have for you. What do you think about the Iran deal? Because really, that's what matters. Let her hear you on the Iran deal, okay? We can also, obviously, today talk about the governor's race because it's fair to say we're starting today a little different than we did yesterday on how this might all play out because Senator Heitkamp would have been the top Democrat that could have possibly entered that race. Would have made it different. It's different now. What does it mean? Who should the candidate be? Donald Trump is in a little bit of trouble. Well, I shouldn't say that. There's some effort to put him in some peril because of an interview he did in the Rolling Stone. I think I have it here.
Wow, have you ever said that in your life?
Well, I don't have the actual magazine.
Not a big Rolling Stone reader, I would
think. No, I'm not.
So,
no. That's funny. Anyway, he called Carly Fiorina ugly. Look at her face. That's ugly. So some folks are making a bunch of that. Carly has responded to that. She was on Megyn Kelly last night on Fox News Channel.
What grade are we in?
I have to tell you, I don't even really get that too revved up anymore about anything Trump says because it doesn't seem to matter. I don't think there's anything he could say right now that would really, other than, you know, a complete flip of what he's stood for or something, but no insult is causing him a drop in the poll. So I don't know.
Right. I mean, has there ever been a presidential candidate who's been able to call another candidate ugly and it's not mattered?
No, so
I've never seen that before.
I want your take on that. And we have some other things in the pile as well. Left a lot of time to chat with you today because I want to find out what's on your mind. So we'll go to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline momentarily. We're brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. I'll tell you more about them as we go throughout the day. If you get a chance, go to secureenergyfuture.org and check it out. Let's go to the phones here. By the way, we have gift certificates from Sanford Health today. Breakfast on us! In the cafeteria at your choice of Fargo or Bismarck locations, Sanford Health. That's actually courtesy of Cloverdale. Jerome and Devil's Lake, you're first to go today on the program. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to comment about Heidi. I think she could do more harm to the country and North Dakota by staying in the Senate. because she's in lockstep with Obama and the rest of those loony Democrats, they're going to ruin this country. So I think she's going to do more harm right there in the Senate.
So you want her to leave for the Senate for no other reason than the damage she could do to the country, you're saying, Jerome?
Well, I'm saying that if she ran for governor, she wouldn't be able to do as much damage as she can in the Senate.
To the country, anyway.
To the country and North Dakota.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be paying triple for our electric bills.
Yeah, isn't
if the EPA gets their way.
Exactly right. So who do you want to be governor? Do you have a pick, Jerome?
I would vote for Stengem.
Wayne Stengem, our attorney general.
Right. If he run.
There you go. All right. Well, that's what I wanted
to
know.
But he said he wasn't going to run, but that's who I'd like.
I don't think he said he isn't going to run. I think he said he's considering it. I think he said he likes his job, and he's kind of being cautious about it, but I don't think he said he's not running. But I've heard anyway. Jerome, appreciate the call. Thank you. Lauren and Minot, Glenn and Mandan, Billy and Bismarck coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Brandon. The disease I got from smoking led to me having both of my legs amputated. It's called Berger's disease. It can destroy your skin tissue and lead to infection, gangrene, or worse. So I have a tip in case that happens to you. Take showers instead of baths, and use a shower chair. You'll find bathtubs are a lot harder to get in and out of when you don't have legs.
Smoking causes immediate damage to your body. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
The days of forgetting to place part orders are long gone. Be ready to manage your entire equipment operation anytime from anywhere with the Case IH Online Parts Store. As your total solution for equipment management, Parts Store lets you connect with your dealer 24/7. Get faster access to genuine Case IH parts and stay organized on the go with the free MyShed mobile app. Visit Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow to talk to us about registering for Parts Store or search for us at partstore.caseih.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most listening to a radio program on the Northern Plains. This is What's On Your Mind with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennen. Glad to have you aboard today. Appreciate you listening and love it when you call at 800-228-0550. What's your top concern about the Iran deal? What message do you have for the president's reliable vote from North Dakota on this issue, Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Oh, it irritates me. Why does she do this? North Dakotans are not for this deal. Only 21% of Americans are for this deal, and they didn't need her vote. Now, I would actually half defend her to say, you know, look, if she's trying to get some other things done on, oh, I don't know, energy or ag or whatever, you know, needs to be a reliable vote for the president, then you could say, okay, well, if I'm going to have any chance of influencing these folks on stopping the EPA or, mitigating that deal or whatever, I got to go with them. They didn't need her vote. So this is just about she believes, like he does, and is voting, you know, against the will of 79% of the American public, and I would argue 90-plus percent of North Dakotans. Tell her what you think of that. Tell me what you think of this deal. I really want to know. Really want to know. And also the governor's race is in the focus. Front page of many newspapers across the state today with the announcement that Senator Heidi Heitkamp would not be running for governor. So not Heidi who on the Democratic side. And a lot of folks being, you know, I guess sort of begged to run. Republican side remains pretty much the same place it's been. But, you know, do you think the fact that Heidi doesn't run brings other people in on the Republican side that might not otherwise have been in? Curious of your take on the program we call What's on Your Mind. We are in Tioga tomorrow, by the way, for our friends at Pinnacle Travel Plazas. If you haven't yet signed up for their perks card, Pinnacle perks are great. Save you lots of bucks. Do that. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow from the Farm Festival as the 56th annual cranks up. 4-H building. Looking forward to that as well. Also want to tell you about my friends at PetroServe USA. And if you are a Bison fan and you're going to be doing some tailgating, then if I were you, I'd stop in at one of their three Bismarck Mandan locations, or maybe Valley City, or maybe Castleton, or I shouldn't start this, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth. They're in Arthur. They're in Grafton. See, I started Todd. Bemidji, Wahpeton. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing this by memory, or do you have a list in front of you?
No, I'm going by memory.
Wow.
I'm just visualizing
the whole list.
That map. But anyway, they have great buys and apparel, but they have the tailgating stuff. They're really a great place to fill. They give you a choice at the pump, too. All right, back to the phones here. Lauren in Minot. What's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Lauren.
Hi there. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm well today. How are you?
Very good. It's a beautiful morning up here. A little chilly, but no frost yet, so we're happy.
There you go. Exactly right.
Did I hear somebody mention that they thought Joel Heitkamp is considering a run for governor?
Yeah, that's not new information. I think right after the governor announced he would not run, somebody interviewed him, and he said yes. And then yesterday, he also followed up by saying he's considering a run, and I think his line was actively considering others too as well. But the answer to your question is yes. That's an accurate statement, Lauren.
The crazy thing is that Joel makes Heidi look like a right-wing John Bircher. I think he's single-handedly responsible for Heidi being in office just because of his non-relenting criticism of Rick Berg the last cycle. And for that matter, it bothers me that he can't get over his bitterness over being a better legislator than he ever was. Yeah. I can't think of anyone I'd rather not have as governor than Joel Heitkamp.
Well, for one, I a couple things I'd say. One, the less we can talk about other radio talk show hosts, the better I feel, because I don't really like to lend our airtime to talking about other programs. But to the extent that he is now being mentioned as a political candidate, I have to mention him. Look, I think he would serve one purpose for the Democratic Party, and that would be to be just like he is on the radio, a bit of an attack dog, right? You mentioned the Rick Berg thing. I mean, my job as a radio talk show host, and if I don't do this, Todd, you know, he wraps me upside the head, you know, and that's in my contract. Todd can just kind of, you know, flick my ears or, you know, slap me upside the head, whatever he wants to do. Just kind of, you know.
It's so hard to flick your ears from 200 miles away.
Yeah, sometimes.
But I do have this. So there is that.
But the point is, what our job is when we get on the air every day is to inform and entertain. Now, when I say entertain, I mean, we could inform you, but be boring as all get out. And we're not here to entertain in the sense the circus is. This isn't a circus act. But I'm saying make it listenable, make it enjoyable, make it a good experience for people.
Yeah,
at the same time, inform them and break some news and talk about what's happening. That's my number one job here. That's all I want to do, okay? And I love doing it. Been doing it since I was 12 years old, okay? Behind the microphone, I love doing it. I love talking to people. It's great fun. Beyond that, I don't have an agenda. Now, I fully admit I have a firm set of beliefs of who I am and what I stand for, and I'm not afraid to share those. And quite honestly, when you're in the talk radio game, Lauren, it serves you well to just take a stand, right? Take a position, and then let people either agree or disagree. But I don't do it. I don't get up every day going, how can I help the Republican Party in North Dakota? I could care less about the Republican Party in North Dakota. Beyond the fact that I'm conservative and I want conservative principles to stand, but it's not my job to make them a better party or a particular candidate a better candidate or a particular elected leader a better elected leader, right? My job is to inform and entertain. And unfortunately, the other individual you mentioned, that's not. I mean, he is using the airwaves that are not his, that are really yours, and for a political purpose. And I'll give you a prime example, okay? And then we'll stop talking about him. So the day after the announcement there was an extra, there was the whole business about the leak in a Democratic blog. Jim Fugley put up something in his blog. Nobody reads it, so I shouldn't even talk about it. I mean, post like 2-3 times a month, but whatever. It's a useful tool for the Democrats. They put up this little rumor that Drew Wrigley had an extramarital affair, okay? And that then leads all the reporters to then call, the governor's office and say, is this true? Is this true? We've read it here. Okay, is this true? Is this true? And at that point, arrangements were made for Drew and Kathleen Wrigley to sit down with some reporters, explain what happened. Drew made the revelation he did, right? The next day on the radio, Drew Wrigley wasn't the target of that particular show. You know who was?
Who?
Wayne Stengel. Do you know why?
Well, because they consider him as one of their prime opponents coming
Precisely.
Up in the gubernatorial race.
Precisely. So it wasn't about that particular host, opinion on that day. It was, okay, how do we twist this now for the good of the party? My party, Democrats getting, and I guess that's what you'd expect a former state senator to do, right? With a sister who's a United States senator who has a long history in the Democratic Party. But that's just a different act, and it is an act, unfortunately. We're here to do things a little bit differently. So, I don't know if I answered your question or if I just got off on a crazy rant.
It's why I listen to you. I'm so glad he's not on the air anymore on this side of the state.
But it's not a rumor. It's a true story, what you heard, Lauren. Nonetheless, it sounds like you don't plan on voting for him. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars King-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Lynx 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus, save on Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Chat with Kyle Bubba Schweigert, head coach of the UND football team, the same UND football team that just beat the Wyoming Cowboys last weekend. How about that? And they're not spiking the football in UND land at all, but I am. That was pretty darn cool. Anyway, this weekend it's Potato Bowl, and so we'll look back and we'll look ahead with Coach Bubba Schweigert, Pride of Zeeland, North Dakota. I hope they have a sign-up form down there in Zeeland now. If anybody's in Zeeland listening today, I want to hear from you. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. They are making it nice and easy for you to tell the EPA you oppose the costly clean power plan. You can sign the petition if you go to secureenergyfuture.org, and I know you've heard about this, and maybe you haven't had a chance to do something about it, but the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting the diverse set of energy resources we have, and that includes coal-based electricity. It's what we need to do to ensure a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for families and businesses here, North Dakota, Minnesota, now and into the future. Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out what you'll pay under their plan. Take action. Get the latest energy news. Follow them on Facebook. Check it out. A lot of great information there for you to arm yourself with the facts. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Somebody's going to win a Sanford Health Cafeteria breakfast on Cloverdale this hour and next as well today on the program. Let's see here. Who's waited the longest? Billy and Bismarck. Let's get to you. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scotty. I got a couple of things I want to bring up. First of all, it's personally mind-boggling to me how Senator Heitkamp seems completely detached from the people of the state. The state, we're overwhelmingly conservative, right? I mean, you would agree with that?
Sure, yeah. And I would say center-right. I don't know that I go overwhelmingly conservative, but certainly it's a conservative state, no doubt about it.
Okay, out here in the street, you know, the way I hear people talk, we're definitely a conservative state, though. Sure. Anyway, she seems to be so detached from us, not at all concerned about what any of the people of North Dakota want, but she keeps wanting to do her own thing. Now, if she is actually working against the waters of the U.S. rule, that would be wonderful, because that is like the most ridiculous overreach of a government agency ever. How we deal with that is, you know, push back like a bulldozer is all we can hope to do on that. But something that I noticed a few years ago when Heitkamp was running and was elected, she was running against, who was it, Rick Berg at the time?
Is that right? Yep.
And as an independent, right? Wasn't she running as an independent? And I found that just
no. She was a Democrat, but she was, all of her rhetoric was independent. And that's what really irritates me on this Iran deal. And there are others, but I'll just pick the Iran deal right now. You run around in a wheat field, some TV commercial, remember that, saying, this isn't about Barack Obama. I'm for you, North Dakota. I'm not for those, you know. It was the throw the Democrats under the bus TV ad is what it was.
Yeah.
And they didn't need her vote on this, okay?
Well, here's where I was going with this. Back then, for her to change sides, and for her to go from calling herself a Democrat to calling herself an independent, I just immediately saw that that was a deception. You know, trying to win over maybe more conservative voters or something. And it turned me off to no end. Right now, I'll tell you, especially with our latest stuff and development with her, I would not feel bad if she just resigned today. Because I feel like she is doing nothing for this state. Now, I want to put you on a spot with something. I listen to conservative radio or talk radio all day, every day. I listen to the station every day while I'm working. I listen to you and I listen to Rush and then I listen to what comes afterwards. And I personally still don't know what's in that Iran deal because I'm thinking that the idea, what's in it, is not being conveyed very well to us listeners out here. So I really don't know if I can make a judgment on this Iran deal. I hear one direction, I hear another direction. It's going to give them the bomb. It's going to keep them getting the bomb. It's giving them a bunch of money. It's doing this or doing that. But what is it really doing? So here's an opportunity for you to summarize that deal so that people can better understand this, because right now the people I talk to out in the street, they really don't know what it's about. All they know is it's some federal government, which we really don't like in this state to begin with.
I'll give you my quick cliff notes, Billy. One, we don't even know everything in the deal, right, because of the secret side deals that have gone on. That's one of the reasons that the administration's already broke the law on this thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no transparency on the past nuclear programs is something I've heard, Marco Rubio talk about. In other words, the IAEA agreement, okay? And it's secret again, but it reportedly addresses two topics: inspections of the military base where Iran tested components of a bomb, and the degree to which Iran must reveal its past weaponization efforts. Without knowing what's in it, without full information, including access to the folks that are involved in Iran's illicit activities, you know, why would you? I'm going to go through a list as we go throughout the program here today, and I won't do it all now, but I said this earlier, and I don't know if you heard the show, but we had the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee go point by point through this thing on the program, lost track of days now, but in the last couple of weeks here. Was that last week already? I can't remember, but it was last week, because Congressman Kramer was on for a half hour, and he gave the other time. Did about 40 minutes with the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee on the program. But let me just put a cherry on top of all of this, beyond the particulars. They say death to America. They say death to Israel. They say out loud, we're complying with nothing that we've agreed to. None of it. So when these folks so clearly don't value human life, talk about, wiping us off the face of the earth, like you and I talk about whether or not to have pizza or a hamburger tonight. How could you trust any piece of paper with these people? So that's all I need to know.
Well, I'll tell you what this deal looks like to me, and this is just speculation. I mean, this is just my personal take on it. This deal looks like our federal government is giving them a pathway to a bomb, as if they are aligning themselves with them against the people of this country and against Israel. That sounds utterly ridiculous that they would do that, but rational people don't do an irrational thing without a good reason, and there must be a good reason for doing that. I read a lot of conservative news, I hear people talk, and a lot of people think that our president is just a Muslim sleeper agent who's out to bring this country down. Now, nobody says that kind of thing, but I'm saying it because I ain't afraid to say it. I really wonder what the agenda is behind all this, because why would we go to Iran in the first place? Do we need this? They're saying we have to keep Iran from getting the bomb. But on the surface, it looks like we're doing everything we can to get
that
bomb.
Actually, I think for 10 years, somebody can make an argument that they have a tougher time getting the bomb for 10 years. That's assuming they're actually going to comply with any of this stuff. But after 10 years, it's Katie bar the door. Well, do you have kids, Billy? I do. 10 years goes like a blink of the eye. So to the extent, well, we'll be okay for this 10-year period, and then it's Katie. Come on! And you're lifting the sanctions? And you're getting right now they don't have access to all this money in the banks.
There's your own inspections too. How ludicrous is that? Let's just put a fox in charge of guarding the hen house.
I'm with you, Billy. Call again. Thanks for the commentary. Appreciate it. Richard and Granville, we'll try and do more here. One of the reasons I started this program by saying I want to hear from you. I mean, that's who I think Heidi Heitkamp missed in all this. What don't you like about the deal? She's got her, foreign diplomats and all the experts. She's believing them, not me. I'm believing you. So you tell me what you don't like about the deal, and maybe she'll hear it. Richard and Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I guess maybe I have more questions than comments, but I don't understand what exactly is driving this support of Obama and Kerry and this deal. You take Debbie Wasserman Schultz the other day. She come out in support of the deal, and she was crying or almost crying, and you could see that she was concerned that maybe she was putting a mushroom cloud over Israel. Is it fear of Obama, lack of common sense, ideology, loyalty to party over country? I don't understand it. I wish somebody could explain where this support for this insane deal comes from.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of pressure being, she's a Democratic leader. So she doesn't really, I think the tears are oh my gosh, what am I doing? But I really don't have much choice. It's just the pressure cooker she's in,
Yeah, but there comes a point where you've got to obey your conscience over politics. There has to be a point.
Yeah. I hear you. And I'm right now wondering, is it possible to stop this? I know there's a deal, they're calling it a revolt in the House over the deal. Whether that's the right card to play, I don't care. To me, kitchen sink, throw everything at it. It's that important. Ted Cruz yesterday was saying, we need a president that will shred this thing on day one. Well, that's 2 years from now. So
I'm not a conspiracist, but, things like this, the stupidity like this, slowly leads to civil wars and revolutions. They're dividing this country something fierce.
Going back to Billy's point, one of the things I've said early on that worries me the most is that it will guarantee an arms race because, a lot of Mideastern countries will say, well, way to go, Germany, U.S., Europe, all the other, England, all the other countries that are singing kumbaya on this deal, France, Germany, China, United Kingdom, China and Russia. Well, guess what? We're going to defend ourselves. And so then you have an arms race to defend themselves, and then who gets a hold of those? I mean, I'm with you, Richard, and I share your concerns. I hope others do as well. So go to Minot, back up to Minot. John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to CBS this morning, about 2:33 in the morning, and they said all the information that Iran was supposed to give to the UN, they hadn't received it yet. And Iran said that within 35 years, there would no longer be an Israel. And I also heard something about there being 3 lawsuits that's involved with this so-called treaty with Iran. What that's all about, I don't know either.
Well, one of them is over the side deals because part of what the administration was supposed to do was disclose everything, and they haven't. They haven't disclosed the side deal. So that's one lawsuit I've heard about. And I think the thought is, could it stop the deal? Could it stop it? I don't know if I'm being voted on or kill the deal or start over. So
they had Cruz on for a little bit last night, and he said the time doesn't even start. What they have, 60 days or something to approve it or disapprove it?
Right, and his point is I think that clock shouldn't start until we have the side deals.
That's what Cruz said. He said that time doesn't start until we know what it's all about. All the side deals and everything.
Yeah, exactly right, but I think that's part of what they're talking about in the lawsuit. John, appreciate the call. Lee and Bismarck, Hawk on the road, Everly up in Hague. We got all of you coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I've been saying it for years, and now others are starting to see it too. Chase on the Lake is the best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota. The Star Tribune just awarded Chase on the Lake Best Lakeside Resort of Minnesota for 2015. And who could argue? The rooms and condos are beautiful, relaxing. The lakeside dining is so close to Leech Lake, you could see the fish. Speaking of fish, while I was at Chase, I went on a guided fishing tour, and the walleyes are abundant. And, of course, the award-winning Copper Door Spa, the pontoon, jet ski and paddleboard rentals, the bike rentals with the Heartland Trail starting right in the parking lot of Chase. Chase on the Lake has so much to offer and so many options. Did I even mention their indoor private bowling alley? Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com and check it out for yourself. Take a look at the rooms, the activities, the marina, the list goes on. Chase on the Lake. The best lakeside resort in the state of Minnesota, sitting right on the shores of Leech Lake in lovely Walker, Minnesota. It's simply the best, period. See for yourself at ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You need fixed. Point that sucker to a Polar Service Center, Billings location, or Kildare location, and it'll get done. Now, you know Polar is a tank trailer name, right? They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in the U.S. They have 30-plus service centers around the country. Two of them in our neck of the woods. They're soon building one in Williston as well. And in addition to anything and everything about tank trailers, from parts you might need that they can deliver to you to any kind of a repair, and they'll build you a trailer. They literally do it all when it comes to tank trailers. But they've expanded their services recently and are really ramping up to serve truckers of all kinds. So they have truck repair now as well at Polar Service Center locations. So, you know, what do you need? A lot of fleets have signed up to get some great service, and whether that's truck repair, maintenance, brake jobs, suspension jobs, engine, maybe a new clutch, all of that. Of course, they have a tank wash as well, so they still have that. Got that great deal because they have such a good tank wash. They really want you to know about it. Told me to tell you. Mention my name and give you $100 off your first one when you get in there. At either their Billings location, I-90, exit 452 or 455 on the north side of I-90 at Billings, or Highway 22 North, Polar Service Center. Josh and his crew deliver a lot of parts every day. Great service. They're just top-notch. They will get it to you immediately, delivering all throughout the Bakken. So you need a part, let them know they're going to bring it to you. It's the good work they do. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Oh, let's go to Lee in Bismarck. Tell me what's on your mind, Lee.
I've got a little different take here and kind of follow along with me. Everybody's talking about the Iran and in 25 years, Israel be wiped off the face of the earth and all of the negative. I actually hope that this Iran treaty goes through for one reason. Look at the history of Israel. In the last 70 years, every time there was a threat against their country, they attacked. They attacked Egypt. They've attacked Palestine. They attacked Syria. They attacked. And since Obama does not want to have any military effort about doing the military option with Iran, I think all Israel is going to be an army that is actually, the specific purpose is to go in and actually nuke the nukes, in essence. Not nuclear, but the point is destroy them.
Yeah.
If I was the prime minister of Israel, do you actually seriously think that I'm going to sit there and wait for 5, 10, 20 years and let a country who's threatened to wipe me off the face of earth, they don't need the United States' permission or Germany. Israel will attack. Everybody knows it. They've got a history, and and we don't. We walked off and left all that mess. And the way I look at it, the prime minister of Israel and Obama do not get along. And what better going away party or president is to him to attack, the prime minister of Israel attack, and absolutely eliminate the possibility of nuclear programs in Iran. And what a way to send Obama off to the promised land.
Then they write into the deal that if that attack happens, Lee, we have to defend Iran.
You know, we can't even stop. We can't even get our own military to go down and even show up in without weeks and weeks and months. And if the Republicans, which I'm a strong conservative Republican, believe me, but I'm taking this from a different point of view.
No, I hear you.
You got two leaders that hate each other. You know, it's already been said. He had an open mic that time. He was talking to Putin about what he had to deal with Israel. And you know, I look for Israel, once this thing to go through, I look before Obama leaves office, there'll be an attack. And okay, now, you follow through and tell me if I'm wrong. I attack on the 15th of January, three days before Obama leaves office. How in the hell would we ever mass any military, any option to retaliate when a new president's going to be coming in?
Well, I don't think we could do that, but I still think you have a silver lining in a horrible deal to say fine. It gives Israel license to take them out. I mean, I pray they'd win, right? I pray also the billions in sanctions relief they're going to get that allows them to boost the terror everywhere don't do harm until then. But I take your point, and I guess this deal's 90+% ramming through, right? So we got to take some silver linings out of it. Hawk, is that your name? Hawk, as in the bird?
Yes, it is.
That's a cool name. And what's on your mind today, Hawk?
Well, we all know about President Kelly up at UND not allowing the name of North Dakota to be included, and reading also and hearing that he's got concerns about the Rough Rider name being used by a team over in Minnesota. Well, I'm here to tell you, I went up to the North Dakota State Capitol the other day, Secretary of State's office, and I asked which of the names that are on the ballot coming up in October are copyrighted trademarked in North Dakota. Lo and behold, there's only one of the five, and that's Sun Dogs. So I trademarked the other four. And President Kelly doesn't have to be concerned about me. He's messing with me now. And I'm not a graduate of UND. I went to NDSU. But he'll not use the names, if I can block it, by any legal means, of the other name.
Why in the world wouldn't they? I thought they were planning on trademarking those ahead of... That was some of the things the committee was doing, for crying out loud. But that thing's such a mess. Poor leadership is an understatement. Hawk, appreciate the call. Hang on a second, because you're a lucky caller of the hour as well. We know Sanford Health Cafeteria Certificate of your choice coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.